The National Broadcasting Company interrupts all its programs to bring you a special broadcast.
A few hours ago, the atomic bomb was dropped on the...
Self-genius. Hour of Swatch.
9, all green. 7, 5, 4, 6, 2, 1, 0.
Ready, Bird Unit.
You tell them about me and Bunny. You tell them we don't work freelance entertainers, officer.
Apple Baker Mary. Drooler speaking. Dig this. You have a go on Operation Get 'em. Got it? Good. Go get 'em.
Hi.
Well, where are you? What? Oh? Huh? Oh. Fine.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Quiet. Quiet. We know nothing. But every one of us fears the very same thing.
The Self-Genius Hour of Swatch.
Hang on, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it. But have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation? Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
That's it. Step right in. Ride the accident.
Called Michael Pepe.
Harrison was very interested in Jack Ruby.
You have to be this intelligent to ride this ride.
You just removed all the sub-geniuses from that ride.
Incoming.
There's
a brick wall coming down soon.
Rocking like a hurricane.
Yeah, you mean the show in general?
It's not sucking at all.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
It's rocking the night away.
Infamously.
It's on the interweb.
Yeah, it's on the interweb.
Subgenius gods over here on the interweb.
Information superhighway.
The media netweb.
You don't know if anything is real.
Can I drive in the carpool lane?
Remember when you could get on with your information superhighway and a little
anything.
Ego?
And you knew that you knew what was real in those days.
Now you have to take a supercar to get on the information superhighway. You can't just get on there in a regular vehicle anymore.
And you don't know where to get the new supercar because you can't use the one you used 6 months ago.
It can be purchased by children.
And then you can go really fast.
Brand, or in Chicago, New York, or Los Angeles.
That was some show there, friends. From Dr. Philo Drummond, Doug Wellman, Puzzling Evidence, Dr. Howell, Michael Pepe, Don Joyce, and everybody was all over the place there. And this also... Hour of Slack number 1035 will be an unusually tripped out show because it's on drugs. That is, it is an educational episode about drugs. Now, Rel Pref.
Are we going to get smarter?
Cosmological challenges.
Drugs, DNA, and the analyst's couch. The future of happiness.
Brain scans, wearables, and brief encounters.
Are we alone? And where?
In the shadow of culture. Science is the big news. Mastering disease, mind, brain, and self.
The greatest anything is ultimately undecidable.
Swappable mind tapping into the beam. The complexity ceiling. The future of chaos and complexity. What causes disease?
The future of matter.
The future, in theory. The merger of flesh and machines. What is life? The core remains mysterious.
What makes us the way we are?
Are we going to get smarter?
In a cartoon, you can do anything.
Let's say I, you know, the whole, what do I do?
The carnivore diet.
Give me a little idea what that is.
I propose that we just eat meat all day long. Use it up, consume it, eat as quickly as possible, okay? That's wise. And you realize that that high doesn't last for very long. And
they're not sick.
So you're looking for the next high.
Right.
That's wise.
Crenshaw.
Hurry, get all your men and send them down to 666 Shadowbrook Road. It's an old mansion. He's found the amulet. There's no time.
Who the hell is this?
I'm the one they shot last night. I'm a werewolf now, but...
Have a nice night.
No, don't hang up. He's gonna kill your son.
So this is a kind piece. This go this way. And it's really cool that, oh, shit. Oh my God.
That can't be good. All right. can't be done with that one.
It's okay. My dad was an alcoholic. He was always like, I'm drunk. I'm beating you. So I love alcoholics. I get the humor in them.
Marijuana. Couple of keys. The joint. You. Say, hey. This is pretty good. My head is spinning. I can do it. What, you guys? You want to? Oh. You can look for me to be in orbit with the Mir space station on my own power. I am comfortable. I am, in fact, sedated. I've sort of gone soft.
Most lethal by human standards. But then, human standards do not apply, do they? Well, I'll go have a bite. Will you change into something more comfortable?
The monkeys are asleep today. I saw them down on Fifth Street, bumming cigarettes and staring at the cracks there in the floor. The monkeys are asleep today. They're sending out their resumes, auditioning for plays. We've seen 1,000 times before. The monkeys are asleep today. I see them laughing nervously. Their bare teeth painted smiles. They just don't cut it anymore. The monkeys are asleep today. They're trying to walk upright. But the lives upon their backs won't let them quite fit through the door. The monkeys are asleep today. They're getting laid in restroom stalls. Their backs are up against the walls with nothing in their hands. The monkeys are asleep today. They're crawling in the sidewalk cracks. They're much too tired for fighting back. They fill the shopping malls. The monkeys are asleep today. They're sitting in their cubicles. I saw them crossing Market Street with briefcases in tow. The monkeys are asleep today. They're getting stuck in traffic jams. They haven't figured out quite yet. They've got nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go.
The Monkeys Are Asleep Today by Phineas Narco. Dear friends of NationalCynical.com, there are whole shows available on NationalCynical.com that are just amazing. Before that, we heard Rush Limbaugh Get Stoned by the Department of Transmutation. And now, back to the drugs in the form of the Goodyear Pimps.
Drugs to eat, I need drugs to breathe, I need drugs to sleep, I need drugs to come, I need drugs to come, I need drugs. Gotta give me some. Gotta give me some. Gotta give me some. Gotta give me some. I need drugs to live, I need drugs to breathe, I need drugs to eat, I need drugs to sleep, I need drugs to fly, I need drugs to drive, I need drugs to survive, to survive. I need drugs, I need drugs. To survive. About a place I know, it's a funky ass club called the Cocaine Disco. All the girls fight over the mirror, but it's not to check their hair. No. And all the guys, they have a ball, but they can't stop moving that jaw.
By the Goodyear Pimps, friends, which you can find at thepimps.org. And thanks to Moolah Matata for sending that disc to our attention. Or maybe it was just John who sent that. I don't know. My brains fell out. Here's Soupy Sales.
He brings it all out. Bring it all out. Big bullfrog falling off a log in a money tree. Standing on your head, jumping out of bed, riding on a flea.
little hard ignition, and now Lamprey Systems Industrial Strength CD Cleaner.
Assisted laser lens cleaning system on a regular basis. After every 10 rounds of player use, then you will always enjoy the best sound performance from your CD player and compact discs. Please select track 5.
Jeez, I got a tingling so bad I can taste it.
Golly, you hear a lot of savage and unnatural things about people these days.
Stunt their bodies and warp their personalities.
Nature makes mistakes. It's proven every day. This person is a transvestite. A man who is more comfortable wearing girls' clothes. Thank you very much.
Since the only legitimate source of LSD in the United States is this ridiculous tool of the circus, the user finds himself
You want to borrow your sister's dress?
LSD is lysergic acid diethylamide, or acid, as it's popularly called these days.
To help you set up and adjust the sound from your headphones or speakers, we are providing the following music.
Destroy 40 million little innocent babies.
You feet!
A dog will not give up.
Amen.
Especially those attending high schools and colleges. They go right on experimenting with LSD, waiting for psychedelic lightning to strike. More often they're swayed by experiments.
Just in review, this is the left channel.
Like this!
This is the right channel.
You little bitch!
And now, both channels. We are now switching on the stereo sound, and you will hear the full range, quality, and fidelity of the following music as it was recorded.
This is one of the most potent chemicals known. It produces marked changes in vision, time, space, and self-identity. It was synthesized in 1938 by Dr. Albert Hofmann in Basel, Switzerland. And then, about 5 years later, he accidentally inhaled a small amount.
Oh, God.
Meditation.
No one had a bad trip. It was all very good.
Out with it. Only you can kill a brain.
There are names for boys who go around wearing girls' clothes.
What you're hearing now is the hysterical laughter of a young man shaken by a wild hallucination midway through an LSD trip.
You go ahead and wear your sister's dress, Brian. You always did look much better as a girl than you do as a man.
Your laser lens system has now been thoroughly cleaned. We suggest that you use this voice-assisted laser lens cleaning system on a regular basis.
After every 10 hours of player use,
then you will always enjoy the best sound performance from your CD player and compact
discs.
Handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with the smell of the U.S. Marshal.
Couldn't he have hidden a body in a closet or someplace around the house?
The only place he could have hidden a body was inside
the Self-Genius Hour of Slash.
No. Couldn't he have hidden a body in a
Bob?
Someplace around the house?
0246839.
You really ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Here is your handbag. For tonight, by tomorrow, it's not the day and the evening, but still mostly Thursday, so more night for Friday by Saturday, and plenty of Saturday night by Sunday from Tampa.
Lemur did it. And the Purple Haze version there was by the Roto-Rooter Good Time Christmas Band. And the long, trippy, ravey thing before that was the Industrial Strength CD Cleaner from Lamprey-Systems.com. Lamprey Systems. And now, a little heart ignition.
We're talking about, let's see if we can go to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I the sex therapist?
So good for you.
If you're...
Right. Yeah, I...
Thanks for calling.
You.
We're talking about, So thank you for going,
and you.
And it's so much time, so little to do.
I suspect it might be something similar.
This is PR.
helping scientists understand and improve ER.
Those are chimpanzees. You can't fool me.
These are bonobos. They're pygmy chimps. Nice little fellas when you get to know them.
Real nice.
$51 for...
But today the news stands
no matter how great
it seemed like it was something that just couldn't lose. You know, Michael, Pepe, and a lovable family of chimps. But the public, the critics, who can understand things like these? You know, it just went totally tanked. I mean, it kind of... spoiled the Michael Pepe name in Hollywood, but a lot of people since that time when the DVDs come out have come to love it, and they actually have Michael Pepe and the chimp conventions across this land of ours in college campuses, sometimes auditoriums, deserted warehouses.
Email alike are hardened in cynical contempt.
You know, we had a touring chimpanzee act for a while that we were doing in Devivals up north with Professor Yeti. We had. Do you remember Professor Yeti? We had
chimpanzee.
It was a really old chimp. It would have gone to the labs if we hadn't taken him in. We dyed him white, and we would have him stand in a white prom suit and gesticulate with a Bible in one hand and or Book of the Subgenius rather, and a pointer in the other. And that was like the Devival part. And then a man and woman would stand in front of him, and he'd wave the book and gesticulate, and that would be a wedding. And he was one of the best paid of all of the subgenius preachers in that he at least was fed. Literally, what we were given as useless to us was his food.
Yeah. So, well, he had people working for him to get his food together and do all that.
He was really popular, but he went berserk one night from flashbulbs, as they tend to do.
Hippos.
And he bit Dr. Legume, who was on that tour, and bit a big chunk out of his leg.
Did Dr. Legume have to get a surgery? I mean, what do you call a tetanus shot?
He stitched it up himself, actually.
Hey, Sting, you should come read this review. It's really good.
And then he killed the chimpanzee. And that was the end of
Professor
Yeti.
Did he get
Professor
to do that
Yeti.
Himself, like with his knee on
every once in a while.
Throat or something? 3 hours
around. He won't
right,
say.
Because of the toxin.
He won't say what he did to Professor Yeti.
Yeah.
And he knows that most of us are really sensitive about chimpanzee rights. Especially bonobo, the endangered bonobo chimpanzee. That's the Yeti chimpanzee.
Yeah.
It's a genius.
The Yeti Z really should be another name for it.
The Yeti Z.
Yeah.
Our friend Zermatic,
that
Yeti.
Would be Zermatically more correct.
Yeah, the Yeti Z.
Find out all you need to know.
They're fighting over their food.
What food? Us.
I don't know. Salmonella is a kind of dinosaur.
What's an immune system?
Make them sick.
Life. Life.
Where'd that come from?
A thanks to Norel Pref, and now Soupy Sales.
Oh, hippie has a pair of cha-cha hips. A cha-cha starts and hippie flips. A bongo drum begins to play and hippie is carried away. Hippie can't control his cha-cha hips. All cha-chas have him in their grips. He simply has to start to sway when a bongo begins to play. The room may shake a little, quake a little, when hippie starts to go, go, go. People scream and fuss, but this hippopotamus has a built-in cha-cha down below.
The Pasadena Duna, the 49er Romp, best of all, the same stupid stuff.
Same stupid.
Same
stupid.
This way.
Are you
man, I have that record, which is, where is he, by the way? He's the only missing pope, as far as I can see.
Which pope?
Bishop Joey. Bishop Joey, yes. It's the only pope that...
The
I hope
bishop
he hasn't been
of the First Church of
by
the Last
side
Laugh.
Of the road. I hope he's not dead.
Now stop it. That's a jinx, old man. We don't do that.
You know, there's
that happens to subgenii sometimes.
Well, there are subgenius popes dotting the highways from here to Amsterdam.
I could be lying dead by the side of the road, and do you think they'd care?
Yes. It's happening.
No, really. When there are subgenius pope migrations, you'll find them dotting the highways.
Oh.
And the corridor in along Tennessee on I-40, a lot of them, they try to cross the road and get hit by trucks and so forth. And in the hope of meeting a subgenius popess is so great that it drives them blindly rushing across the hot road. Yeah. Yeah, it's like... Yeah, it's their glands get the best of them. But that's the way a real subgenius holy pope man is. Now, you notice I don't call myself a pope. I'm not one of the people driving the trucks, I like to think.
Why is that?
A mere reverend, that's all. Just a hard-working... I'm not going to say that I'm getting the word direct from J.R. Bob Dobbs, although I am. I'm not going to say it.
What by the Goodyear Pimps at thepimps.org. Just amazing. Now, a Lemurian space-time forecast.
Now, for tomorrow, mostly weekend, but still fairly tonight after midnight on Sunday. We may begin to see it tomorrow on Sundays. More Monday from Atlanta. By Tuesday, so Wednesdays for the next several days in Canada.
Come on, let's go.
By Artemia Salina.
Well, you know, there was a... there was that sewer rat back when all the two-year-olds were looking in the sewer hole and they all thought it was cool and they were yelling at it. And I was 10, and they were all, yeah, yeah, we're going to say hello! But I was running through the sewers as fast as I could on my new flashy skateboard. And we were talking to the Ninja Turtles, but they were too cool for us because we didn't have the same kind of agents and we didn't have the same kind of connections. But when we went down in the vagina of the earth that we've created, these artificial zombie cyborg vaginas just crisscrossing all through the cities to counterbalance the big old limousines and pizzas. And you got New York style, you got Chicago style, and you got Jägermeister style, you got garlic. And when we got the garlic, we got to be able to pin down those Ninja Turtles and Joseph Heller. And we said, Joseph Heller, you fucking cunt! I'm going to tear you limb from limb! But then you went on and you went on and you went on and you went on and you went on to praise Jesus. And you had your hand all up in the air just like Adolf Hitler. Because when you get like Adolf Hitler, you realize that you're a political genius, which tells you something about the nature of politics. And when you reach the nature of politics, you reach the nature of man. Because man was a squid. He was a squid and his tentacles were flying everywhere. And you understood at that very moment, friends, that this is not Prairie Home Companion. No way. And I'm not Garrison fucking Keillor. Because when you realize Garrison Keillor, you realize what a CD really is, friends. Which brings us back to Bob. And when Bob rained down his pyroflatulent glandular love onto us, and by us I mean U.S., which is United States, which is a very esoteric name for a country. You can't say Libya. Libya, what the hell does that mean? You look at the United States and you realize that, well, you know what the United States of America, you know what the great seal of the United States of America means? It means fucking. You fuck in the United States. State male, state cat, and you fuck their cat. Not that I advocate bestiality, but bestiality by any other name is just sex. And, well, you know, you gotta find your wine bottles. You gotta collect them up for Bob! You gotta recycle your wine bottles for Bob! And you gotta turn in every single nickel, melt them down into pennies, then melt those penny downs into mills. Little plastic mills! That omits a millionth of a cent. And you gotta melt down those millionths of a cent and attach them to your gonads. And you gotta cut off your gonads and then your gonads to Cleveland. Because Cleveland's where it's at nowadays. It's where all the cool kids go. Not really. Really, in Kansas City, we got barbecue sauce everywhere! We got Gates, we got Masterpiece, we got Bryant's, we got everything! Why are we more popular? We got all the barbecue sauce! Barbecue sauce is American! Which brings us back to fucking your own self! Man, that's what the Eye in the Pyramid's all about! That's what the crescent and the star is all about. That's what the cross is all about, friends. You have to be screwing in the sewers with the screwer rats. Yeah, you gotta be screw in the sewers. That's what it's all about. It's like that Hokey Pokey song. You have a Hokey Pokey life until you find Bob, and you realize that every little wee dot of Bob is actually another Bob! And then you find all these Bobs, and they won't stop! You see them everywhere, and every little electron is a little grinning pipe, and you say, fuck! And then you realize there was really just Tony Danza all along, and Tony Danza was ruining everything, and you found everywhere and everything. And then it was all a hologram because the Matrix came and you took the green pill, friends. Oh, man, you took that green pill. I know. It means you picked your nose, didn't it? You picked your nose and ate it instead of taking the red pill or the blue pill or Bob's pills because those are false pills. You got to take the true pills, friends. Why aren't you paying Bob? You have to. I mean, Bob is Bob, and he isn't Bob at the same time.
After dark, we chase the pigeons in the...
They're coming to hold me away
to the loony bin where Mike was...
They took my brother away yesterday, is it?
No.
To the funny farm where life was
beautiful. Oh, they're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming.
To the funny farm where life is beautiful.
Which may do it.
In clean white coats, play in the tub.
In your house, and this is how you pay.
Just wait, don't fuck.
Got bats in my belfry, yes sir.
You in the AFP.
My brains are scrambled in the pan.
And they're coming to take me away.
They're coming to take me away,
ha ha. Hey ho ho, ha ha.
Find his shots, so he's like a lime, I repeat.
Triple all the time, hey I'll be.
First, from my mom, she repeats her.
See my thoughts, and they're coming to take me away.
Every day, and that's why.
To the happy home.
Way, ha ha, they're coming to take me away.
Skinny weavers, you see, smiling.
A Norrell Pref cut up, and Reverend Slaughter did that rant. Frightening there, a relatively new minister in Kansas. And now, Little Feodor.
I just sit here watching squirrels. They have much more fun than me. Sometimes they run around all day in circles. They fight and squabble, then they lick their wounds. At least they seem to have a purpose. My mind's always clogged with leaves, like silly, stupid advertising jingles and themes from TV shows I do not like.
not go out the front door. I could get hit by a car, just like the squirrels when a dog is growling. There's perfect safety high up in the tree. I know I'm bad to just sit here. I should not be so afraid. But once outside, I'd have to choose a direction. It might be the wrong one, so I'll stay here. Tell me of self-improvement, and someday I could even have a job. Then I would have become just like the squirrels. I don't see how I could accomplish that. First I'd have to choose a direction, like which tree I should start to climb. They all seem to be up to the challenge. I just take whatever's given me. So I'm okay here just watching squirrels, though the soundtrack could be much improved. Those silly, stupid advertising jingles and themes from TV shows I do not like.
Years later, I heard this very radio station in the early 60s when Alan Watts was on there talking about how you couldn't see your own brain. And then after that show was Birchers. And then after that show was Zen Music. And I thought, boy, someday I want a show on that station.
Yeah.
And
but in those days, radio was good.
Still good.
This is a different world.
Radio promoted friendly feelings. Warm gushiness.
Heard
here. And of course, Wotanning. Okay, you don't mind if we just practice a little bit here?
Right, there you go.
Radio, yo.
Let's check the pedal out. What we have.
It rocks.
Business, but.
Well, I'll probably be chopping this up and making it into Hour of Slack number 1023 through 1026.
Yep. Only 42 chopping days before Xmas.
Constant.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Pieces.
Rerun time. Rerun time is coming. The great Xmas rerun.
Where you watch the what you did all year?
No, only if,
no, only you rerun the Christmas rerun.
We watched what you did last year.
May I?
Don't go
I
in this
saw
show.
What you? Oh yeah, right.
May I take the blindfold off? What
do you keep telling don't yourself, open up the baseboards and
only
gaze at Bob Nelson's body.
It's only
body
a show.
Remove the blindfold.
You won't believe the terror.
It's
will
not fun.
You won't believe the horror, but it
will happen to you.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Don't look out the door.
Don't go in the basement.
Please. Don't go in the
just
bathroom.
Put your
don't
heels
smell
together
your armpit.
Anything. Put your hands behind your back.
Don't rubber stamp the visas
stand
in your
stand up straight against the post.
Don't wee-wee on your TV.
And
don't take that wool whip lesson you were going to at the circus.
Don't pull that wedgie out in public.
What is that? Don't ride a UFO too soon after taking narcotic medicines?
Exactly.
Do not operate heavy farm machinery. It
tranquilo,
speeds
calma,
in excess of 70
primo,
miles an hour.
Primo,
when
primo,
taking
we está bien.
Medication.
La vida es muy loco.
Oh, look! There's the chocolate train going round and round and round and round and round the candy track. Soon it will stop and a special passenger will get off.
On NBC. On NBC. On NBC. The Star Spangled Banana. NBC.
That's fine, fine, fine.
We interrupt this program to bring you a bulletin from our newsroom. In Chicago, another outbreak of violence was reported in Chicago's Grant Park between anti-war demonstrators and the police. Protest leaders complained that several of their marchers were severely and brutally beaten with police nightsticks. And now, back to the game
on NBC.
And now we'll give you some valuable advice on how to die in your washing machine.
So for laughter, fun, and comedy,
passion, bloodshed, lust, and death, everything that makes life worth living,
be sure to see the brand new repeat of the old new show Thursday
on NBC.
And now this word about a different tasting cigarette.
Be among the many who change over to mild tasting Phillies cigars. Remember, all the fellas are switching to Phillies.
And now,
an ambassador who is stoned in his embassy.
On NBC.
Girls, 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 girls. You wake up feeling lustless.
Get off, get off, get off.
Girls, girls.
Get off.
On NBC.
You'll always find the freshest
girls.
On NBC.
Don't miss it if you can.
Bill Cosby is a member of the CIA.
On NBC.
Bill Cosby is a member of the CIA.
On NBC.
See NBC's week programs this fall.
On NBC.
Inquire about our plans for owning your home. We have
Bill Cosby in mind.
On NBC.
And the sale will take place at our wholesale whorehouse.
On NBC.
Buy with confidence. Buy one, get one free.
What do you want for nothing?
Out what's new
on NBC.
Free gift rate with each purchase.
Don't tell anyone.
On NBC.
Go back to work.
On NBC. 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 On NBC.
You're done. Finished. That's it.
And now, Policeman Nights.
Take a trip on NBC by Maynard Brainerd of the Department of Transmutation. Friends, you're listening to Hour of Slack, number 1035, from the Church of the Subgenius. This background music is by the Flyin' Ryan Brothers. That's Ryan spelled R-Y-A-N. And you can know about their new album, Blue Marble, from Ryanetics.com. They were almost got a Grammy for best guitar instrumental, something like that. A very beloved band among guitar players. Friends, if you need more information about the Church of the Subgenius, it's here at subgenius.com. Also, at Post Office Box 18147, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. And now, Doctors for Bob.
We have your attention, please. There's about to be a fairly serious accident.
Dr. LeBay!
From PR News in Washington, I'm in California. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice used cruel or degrading practices on human rights organizations abroad. Cruel, inhuman, and degrading Bush administration officials meet the legal definition of torture. Bob reports, the BBC's dad.
Saturday, Tuesday, the court of court and miss hearing.
The BBC's dad. On Wall Street, 1085-527-2223. President Bush again today linked the nation's war on terrorism with the war against PR News in Washington.
Well, who else is on that show there?
Well, you know, in Flash, we lost many of our important contributors.
My ear hurts.
What you have? It sounds like you're down to 10 or 12 people there.
I think the rate of attrition has been absolutely...
A couple people died.
Well, you know, I'm going to go out this afternoon. I'm going to make myself some fried peppy steak.
Wow.
Home fries.
A wham cake.
Little Pepito. I hear the little Pepito complaining about its former death and its future death.
All he ever wanted was a smile.
He wanted to die. I guess you were just a little too busy. Everybody's dabbing until he's brown.
I remember how he used to say, I just wanted to help you.
Yeah.
Well, you ought to be ashamed
of
yourself.
I remember looking through
Where's little Pepito now? I bet you'd like a little of his help now, would you?
I would like.
That you'll never have.
Show's over, huh?